And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was a mother of all living. Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. When Napoleon was asked what France most needed, he quickly answered, good mothers. They thought he would have said, great soldiers. No, but he was right. This is what our province needs most, is good mothers. Notice a mother's desire. It says, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall be no razor come upon his head. Who said that prayer? Hannah, the mother who wept and cried for God to give her a son. And God gave her the son, and she believed God, and it was counted unto her for righteousness. So much for the mother's desire. Look at the mother's faith. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And what answered? That wise woman answered amidst the fact that her son had just died. She answered, it is well. Here was a mother's faith. A faith that was big enough to believe God. And a faith that got a living baby handed back into her loving arms. We have mother's love illustrated in the scriptures. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's bank. Exodus 2, verse 3. What love was in the making of that ark? Who made the ark? Moses' mother. Who prepared the blanket in which Moses was laid? His mother. And who set his elder sister to watch over that little boat as it was floating at the edge of the river Nile in Egypt? But that brings me to the mother's prayers. There was a mother, a woman of Canaan. She came out of the same coasts and cried unto Christ, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Matthew 15, verse 22. Mother's prayers have a strong grip on Christ. They won't let go. Mother's prayers have a stronghold on the love of God. Mother's prayers never let go until the answer comes. And then finally, could I draw your attention to mother's sorrow and triumph? Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of this city came with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 12 to 15. Mother's sorrow stopped the Savior. It put the brakes on divine omnipotence. Mother's prayers are but the prelude to her triumph. The Lord Jesus loved the mother of his human nature and loves all the other mothers. He can dry your tears and cause you to triumph. Mother, trust him now.